Section 3. You will hear a panel discussion between the panel moderator and two panelists, Dr. Karen Akers and Dr. Fred Williams, both transportation consultants. In the first part of the discussion, they are talking about the future of public transportation. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 26 on page 190. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 21 to 26. Dr. Williams and Dr. Akers, I want to thank both of you for coming today and sharing your thoughts on the future of public transportation.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Let me ask you first, Dr. Williams. Traffic congestion is becoming more and more of a problem and it's spreading. We're used to traffic jams in cities, but now we find traffic problems on many major highways that run between cities. What solutions do you see for the future of transportation?
Many transportation experts, myself included, are excited about the potential of high-speed trains. These trains are having a great deal of success in Japan and in several European countries as well. They've actually been around for a while, since 1964, in fact. The first high-speed train was put into operation that year.
What would the speed be exactly of a high-speed train? How would you define high-speed train?
We usually call a train high-speed if it's capable of traveling at 200 kilometers an hour or faster.
That's very fast. It would seem to open up a lot of possibilities for transportation between cities.
Yes, that's right. 50 years ago or more, conventional trains were the major form of transportation between cities. Of course, they weren't high-speed trains, but nobody expected that then. Those old trains provided frequent, reliable, and affordable long-distance transportation, and most people used them. Then things changed. Cars and highways were improved, so more and more people started driving cars.
Cars are a great form of transportation. Everybody loves them because they're so convenient. But we usually use cars for local trips, shopping and going to work and things like that.
That's true. For long-distance trips, most people nowadays rely on planes. Plane service is more frequent and affordable now than it was in the past. So planes, like cars, have become more convenient for people. Meanwhile, trains have more or less fallen by the wayside as a common means of transportation.
But with everybody driving cars and taking planes, we have a lot of congestion. And not just on the roads. Airports have become very crowded, too.
Exactly. We have congestion everywhere now, so we need to look at new forms of transportation.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30 on page 191.